Measles Claim the Life of a Second Child in Texas. By Sean Moran on April 6, 2025. Measles claimed the life of a second child on Thursday in West Texas, raising concerns about an outbreak in the Lone Star State. An 8-year-old girl died of measles pulmonary failure at a hospital in Lubbock, Texas, according to the New York Times. The first child to pass away in West Texas was an unvaccinated child in February. Another unvaccinated person died in New Mexico after testing positive for measles, although officials remain unsure if measles was the cause of death. A Trump administration official on Saturday said the cause of death is still being looked at. If the virus spreads, the country could lose its measles elimination status, which it achieved in 2000. Officials predicted the outbreak will continue for a year. The Times wrote, "Measles is one of the most contiguous pathogens. The virus can linger in the air for up to 2 hours after an infected person has left the room and spreads when a sick person breathes, coughs or sneezes. Within a week or two of being exposed, those who are infected may develop a high fever, cough, runny nose and red, watery eyes. Within a few days, a telltale rash breaks out as flat, red spots on the face and then spreads down the neck and torso to the rest of the body. For many, measles symptoms go away in a few weeks. However, rarely, the virus can cause pneumonia, which can make it difficult to breathe, especially for children. Measles can also cause brain swelling, which can leave last effects such as blindness, deafness, and intellectual disabilities. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, said one or two children will die for every 1,000 children who get measles. Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on X @SeanMoran3.